AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Demonstrators protest in a number of cities today against President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico in order to get money to build his wall.
Not another nickel! Not another dime!
No more money for DHS crimes.
Sounds from a protest in Princeton, New Jersey. In Washington,
this is a wall that neither Mexico nor Congress want to pay for, that the American people do not want, and that will not make our nation any more secure.
Number of state attorneys general, the ACLU, and others groups say they will sue Trump to stop what they say is his executive overreach. Earlier today in Aurora, Illinois,
Clayton Parks.
Names of the five people shot and killed last Friday at a warehouse in the town read aloud.
Trevor Weiner.
An employee who was about to be fired opened fire on the warehouse, killing five co-workers. The gunman died in a shootout with police. Illinois Democrat Congressman Sean Casten says the shooting shows the need again for changing gun laws.
There are going to be people who say don't politicize this moment. Please do. Politicize it, because we're not going to change anything unless we politicize this and talk about it, because we're not doing enough right now.
The first funeral will be held on Wednesday for the 21-year-old college intern who was on his first day on the job. The sailor shown kissing a woman in Times Square, celebrating the end of World War II, died yesterday. George Mendonca was 95. He fell and had a seizure at an assisted living facility in Middletown, Rhode Island, where he had lived with his wife of 70 years. His daughter, Sharon Moeller, told the Providence Journal Mendonca was shown kissing Greta Zimmer Friedman. She was a dental assistant in a nurse's uniform on August 14, 1945, known as VJ Day. This is AP Radio News. Democrats running for the White House campaigning in New Hampshire and Iowa today. Senators Kamala Harris of California, New Jersey's Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota in New Hampshire over the long President's Day weekend. New York's Kirsten Gillibrand is in Iowa, as is former Maryland Congressman John Delaney. The man they want to replace, President Trump, traveled to South Florida to talk about Venezuela.
The president has said opposition leader Juan Guaido is the rightful leader in Venezuela. He called Nicolas Maduro a Cuba puppet. He also had a message for the military supporting Maduro.
You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything.
The president says socialism has ravaged Venezuela.
Even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on.
He has been looking to draw a contrast with the policies of progressive Democrats back at home, which he brands as socialist.
That's the APZ.